In 1972, a shocking discovery rocked the world. Scientists claimed that between 35,000 and 65,000 years ago, humanity went through a genetic bottleneck. The population was reduced so drastically, it nearly wiped us off the map. But here's the kicker, no one knew what caused it until the 1990s, when researchers pointed their fingers at one culprit, the Lake Toba supervolcano. A blast so violent it made Mount St. Helens look like a sparkler. 10,000 times more powerful than St. Helens, the eruption darkened the skies, cooled the planet, and drove humanity to the brink of extinction. Only a few thousand survived, or so we thought. But get this, recent discoveries flipped the entire theory on its head. The Lake Toba explosion, turns out it wasn't as deadly as we believed. Evidence shows that people living close to the eruption site survived, which raises the question, did the bottleneck even happen? Fast forward to late 2023, and a groundbreaking study sent shockwaves through the scientific world. It wasn't 35,000 years ago, it was between 800,000 and 900,000 years ago. And the numbers? Bone-chilling. Only 1-2 individuals were left alive. 98.7% of the population gone. Imagine if that happened today. It's the equivalent of a meteor wiping out 7.9 billion people, leaving only a small fraction behind. Our ancestors weren't just fighting extinction. They were hanging by a thread for 117,000 years, struggling to survive, evolve, and adapt to a harsh, unforgiving world. And the worst part, we still don't know what species of early humans got wiped out. Some suspect Homo heidelbergensis, while others believe it could have been an unknown ancestor we haven't even discovered yet. What caused this catastrophic die-off? The answer lies in an ancient climate event. The middle Pleistocene transition, where longer, harsher ice ages reshape the planet and crush life in its grip. Without fire or advanced tools, these early humans stood no chance. But the survivors, they adapted and they thrived. By 83,000 years ago, the population had exploded by 2,000%, setting the stage for the rise of Homo sapiens. The question now is, what if they hadn't made it? Would we even be here today? This is more than just a survival story. It's a reminder that humanity was born in fire, forged through struggle. And it leaves us with one final thought. If we could survive that, what else are we capable of? Stay curious, stay prepared. The next chapter in human history might already be unfolding. And we may not even realize it yet.